بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة، صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء، وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته، واجزه عنا ما هو أهله، واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته، وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله، الزاكيات لله، الطيبات، الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات، والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات، الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله، والسلام على رسول الله.
Kindly remove the vehicle. Before we commence with this kitab, which is called Remembrance of Death, with regard to the 40 durood, salat and salam that is generally recited, which we find on a Thursday night, is encouraged to be recited on the day of Jumu'ah, and many of our mashaykh and ulama read in their majalis, in their gatherings, then here ulama explain that this is not just some custom or some practice that has no basis, but in reality everything that we have we owe to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is our greatest benefactor. When it comes to all our masnoon du'as, du'a for eating, du'a for going to the toilet, du'a for sleeping, the du'as when we have any needs within our life, and all of this we have learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How to read salah, we learn from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How to treat our parents, we learn from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Every amal of our deen, we learn from him, and therefore it is wajib for us to show some gratitude, some appreciation to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ulama explain one mas'ala, that for every believer, for every person of iman, to read Durood Sharif at least once in his lifetime is wajib. If he does not read Durood Sharif at least once in his lifetime, then he passes away not having fulfilled a wajib action of deen. How we find our witr salah is wajib, to read Durood Sharif once also is wajib. Based on the ayat of Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. This is direct command. O those who have iman, صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ, you send salat upon him. وَسَلِّمُوا. So direct command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dictate is that we have to fulfill it at least once in our lifetime. And thereafter, every time Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's name is said, Then, generally ulama say in a gathering, the first time again, wajib to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter it will become mustahab. So under this verse also, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Ulama explain that this is one amal. Durood Sharif is such a powerful amal that this is one action that Allah is inviting us to partner with Him in. That we share the same action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself is doing. Verily Allah and His malaika send salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah is saying, O people of Iman, you also do the same. So Allah is invite as though Allah is calling us into the partnership. In dunya, if there is some prominent businessman, booming business, and it's known that whatever he touches turns to gold, and he has to send a message to me that join my, come and be a partner in my business, who'll turn it down? He says, join me as a silent partner also, and you'll share the profits with me. We think to ourselves, what a partner, just for my name to be associated with his name. Already there's credibility to me. Everybody knows him to be a successful businessman. So here Allah is inviting us to join the partnership. Come and join this partnership with me. I send salat and salam. You also send salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this 40 salat and salam, this also, this number 40 is not wajib or fard or anything that we have to read 40 durood. But this was a compilation compiled by Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Saab rahmatullahi alayhi. And he did not take it out of his back pocket. But if we see in the Durood Kitab, after each Durood, we will find the reference at the bottom. Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, the different books of Hadith where these Durood have been extracted from. So all Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Saab rahmatullahi alayhi did is he gathered these narrations from different Kitabs of Ahadith and he put it together to make it easy for us, to facilitate it for us. And the level of love, muhabbat that they had for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahab Damat Barakatuh, who mentioned on one occasion, he says, I have never in my life seen anybody cry like Shaykhul Hadith Rahmatullah Ali. In that time when he migrated to Madinah Munawwara, then those who have been for Umrah in the earlier years would remember that to the left, if a person is facing the Qibla in Masjid al-Nabawi, to the left-hand side of the Rawda, there's a small portion of the Masjid which used to be open in those days. It was possible to go and a person could sit at the feet side of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now it's closed, person can't go there. But in those days it would be open, certain times, and that door would be open and you could go and sit there. So he says, I witnessed Shaykhul Hadith rahmatullah alayhi, that he would go and sit by the feet side of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He would take a large shawl and cover himself, and he would cry for hours on end, 2, 3, 4 hours, that entire shawl would become soaked in his tears. Crying and speaking to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam about the condition of the ummah. And the pain and the love that he had, he was passed away in Madinah Munawwara, buried in Jannatul Baqi. So this 40 durood has gained great acceptance. But just, that's why we're mentioning this many a times, the doubt may come into our minds that where did we get this from? So this compilation was taken, derived from the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The more a person will read durood sharif, a person will become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The famous hadith, that person who will send durood upon me one time, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 rahmats and mercy upon him. Our Shaykh Damud Barakatuh explains what is rahmat, what is mercy. He says, 4 explanations of rahmat. Very quickly we'll try and go through it. The first, Allah sends rahmat upon a person. He becomes the recipient of rahmat. The very first benefit, he says, is Allah will give him tawfiq al-ta'a. What is the meaning of rahmah? Allah will give you divine ability to obey him. And we know what a struggle it is. Just to make it to the masjid is such a struggle, to lift the blanket fajr time. Just to lower my gaze is so difficult. To lead my life in the way Allah wants me to lead it is so difficult. It's an ongoing struggle. It's a battle every day. One drop of rahmat a person becomes the recipient of, Allah says, I will facilitate it for you. I'll give you tawfiq from my side. Because you read Durood Sharif. So the first definition or meaning of rahmat, tawfiq al-ta'a. Then secondly, as it says, faragh ma'isha. Allah will make your livelihood easy for you. Biggest fikr and concern. Person, the catalyst that wakes him up in the morning, gets him out of bed, is to earn a living. I need to put food on the table. I need to pay bills. The electricity account, the light account, the rental is due. The suppliers are phoning. So Allah says, I will make your ma'ishat, your livelihood, easy for you. I'll take care of it for you. Just a little bit you'll do, and the barakah that I'll give you in that. Like how one person mentioned, one alim advised him that make intention at the beginning of the day, that for today I will read my salah in the masjid. So he says, he heard the bayan in the morning, he went to work, then he made the intention. But he says, after Zohar salah, I went back to work, and the amount that I had on my desk, I thought to myself, I'll only come out after Maghrib time. There's no way I will make it for Asar salah. But he says, because of the intention I made, and I kept on making dua to Allah, oh Allah, I made this niyat, now you facilitate it, make it easy for me. He says, by Asar salah, Asar was early, he was in the masjid, the alim sees him. So he says, by how you made it for Asar? You said you won't make it. He says, I can't explain, within 1 hour, my entire desk was clear. All the work got taken care of. Now, right till now, I can't explain how it happened. But everything was taken care of. Everything happened, my work got done, and I made it early also, made it for Azan, now I'm making Quran Tilawat, waiting for Asar Salah. So Allah will take care of one's livelihood. He'll make it easy for a person. Where previously he was putting in burning the midnight oil, he's pulling overtime, waking up early in the morning, the work was just not ending, coming home also he's on the phone. Sitting with the family also he's replying to the email. It's just not stopping. Allah says, become the recipient of my mercy, I'll make it easy for you. Your work is done. Your work is done, I am facilitating it for you. Faraghi ma'ishat. Then as it says, the third benefit is that Allah will grant him maghfira bila hisab. Allah will forgive him without any account. On the day of Qiyamah, those fortunate individuals, Nabi Aisha radiallahu anha asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that tell me about hisab. Some people will have easy hisab, difficult hisab. Doesn't Allah speak about hisaban yaseera? The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, that, O Aisha, if Allah has to really make hisab of a person, there'll be no easy hisab. But there is a concept called ard. Ard means that your books will just be presented, there'll be a cursory glance, right, carry on. Like how a person goes to speaking about boarding the flight, he goes to the boarding gate, and they say, have your ID ready, and your ticket. And he now digs into his wallet, he gets the ID, children's passports, and the flight attendant or the person standing there, just looks at it, right, carry on. Doesn't even see whether the name is correct, whether it's the same person, whether it's expired. Just a cursory glance, he says, Alhamdulillah. They didn't check. Sometimes the document wasn't right. And if they scrutinize it, I'll be caught out. But they didn't even check, and I got away. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, this is called ard. That your books will just be put there, Allah will just look, right, continue, go to Jannat. So when a person gets the rahmat of Allah, then Allah will give him this maghfira bila hisab. He'll be forgiven without any account. And then the final bounty of rahmat is that now he will get dukhulul jannah, entry into Jannat. Now forever and ever, enjoy the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just one rahmat, one drop of mercy Allah gives to a person, and all of these benefits come in. So the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is speaking about durood sharif. One durood a person reads, and he becomes the recipient guaranteed of 10 mercies. We can imagine, a person reads durood sharif with sincerity, how much of benefit he won't see in his life. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, not just in these gatherings on the day of Jumu'ah, throughout our lives. We make it our daily ma'amul, daily practice, at least 10 times. They say starter pack. For everything there's a starter pack. At least, if I'm not doing it, at least 10 times to show appreciation. Shukriya to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah give us tawfiq inshaAllah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This kitab is titled Remembrance of Death. Also compiled by Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Saab Rahmatullah Alayh. And here, Hazrat explains the motivation behind writing this kitab. He says that on one occasion, a friend of his had sent some newsletter to him. And as he was going through the newsletter, he came across two poems speaking about death. And they were very touching. And it had a great effect on him. So he says, I made intention to pen a kitab that speaks purely and exclusively about maut. And then he mentions two goals when a person discusses death. We know this when it comes to maut and death, it's a taboo topic. The husband goes home and says, when I pass away, the wife will say, keep quiet. Don't speak about it. I don't even want to hear, as though that's going to stop Malakul Maut. But this is something which the Akabir would always discuss. Why? To bring our direction right again. That one day I will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My soul will leave the body. The soul is on a journey. It started in Alamul Arwah. Allah put it into this body for a period of a few years. And then the soul will continue its onward journey. So I have to leave this world. As the Sheikh Zakaria Sahib rahmatullah alayhi explains also later on in the kitab, he says that generally, human being, insan is such that he fears the unknown. We have fear of the unknown. The young boy going to a new school, how afraid he is. He got top marks in his previous school. All his friends will be there also. But he'll say to his mother or his father, I don't know how to get to the tuck shop. Where's my classroom? He got that fear, the fear of the unknown. After 1-2 days, now he's running around, he's enjoying himself. So he says, generally, we fear death because it's an unknown topic to us. We don't understand it. What will happen when a person leaves this world? The stages after death. What takes place in the qabr? The journey of the soul. How Allah deals with the soul. All of this has been discussed in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So all that we need to do is now read through the ahadith. Familiarize ourselves with the concept of maut. What will happen? And then he says, so there's one objective. That we, from the unknown it becomes known. And more than that, he says, when a person will read and understand what Allah has kept for the obedient person, what a maut Allah has kept for him, and what he will see on the other side, now will become desirous of death. Where previously a person was afraid, he didn't even want to hear the word, now he becomes desirous. Like how they say, al-mautu jisrun. Death is a bridge, yusilu al-habib ila al-habib. It takes the beloved to his lover, or the lover to his beloved. So I'm waiting to cross that bridge. How the person is gone on a business trip, and he's waiting to see his wife, waiting to see his children. He can't wait to come out at the arrivals. The doors will open, and his gaze is scanning. And then finally his gaze falls on his young son. And how that feeling of happiness comes into him. Finally we meet again. So death is like that. That now I will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But of course, this will be for that person who recognized Allah. He made an effort to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he's waiting. Ihtisaba. He's waiting. When will I see those rewards? I stood up at night. I sacrificed my sleep. I broke my sleep when the imam, when the muazzin called the fajr azan. I came to the masjid. I didn't see anything in dunya. I'm waiting to see my reward in the akhirat. I lowered my gaze. There was temptation in front of me. In my business also, I made the correct decision. I gave up the interest transaction. I didn't deceive. I didn't cheat. It was difficult. I suffered some loss temporarily in dunya. Now I'm waiting to see that reward. I want to reach Darul Jaza. I want to reach that abode where the reward will be put in front of me. So, nevertheless, the first hadith that is mentioned, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma says, that I was once amongst 10 people who came into the presence of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One Ansari stood up and asked, that, O Nabi of Allah, who is the most intelligent person? Who is the aqalmand, intelligent, aqil, person who has brains, as we say? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, that those people who remember death the most and prepare for it the most. He is the intelligent one. He is the clever one, the sharp one. Why? He is preparing for the everlasting life. These are people who have excelled in the nobility of this world and the honor of the hereafter. So when it comes to this, the ulama give the example, a person's ticket is booked and the departure time is given to him. And as the hours are getting closer, like we know the older people generally, the airline will say, be there 1 hour in advance. They'll say, be safe, be there 4 hours in advance. It's always a fight between the youngsters and their parents. Parents will say, leave at 1 o'clock. They say, our flight is only 8 o'clock at night. They say, no, just be safe. So the person, the time clock is ticking now, and his flight is going to leave, and there's no sign of him. And those who he's traveling with are already at the airport. They already got their boarding pass. And they're waiting to go in. And they can't see any sign of this person. So somebody phones him. They say, where are you? He says, no, I'm still at home. Hey, what are you doing at home? He says, no, I'm just doing some spring cleaning. I'm just rearranging my furniture. The cabinet is not looking right in that corner, so I'm putting in the other corner. He says, but your flight is about to leave. You paid so much, and we're going on this. You're going to miss the flight. What's wrong with you? It's not the time for spring cleaning now. Just leave it, get into the car, and come to the airport. They say, that's our example. The ticket is already booked. Malakul Maut, he has the departure time with him. That's the only difference. We don't know the departure time. But I'm still busy spring cleaning. still busy in my dunya. I've got to get this right, and I've got to open the next shop, and I've got to make the next million, and I've got to upgrade to the latest model. And if I don't have this technology in my life is not complete. We're still busy doing, running around in this rat race, but there's no fikr and concern whatsoever. I've got to make it for that flight. And that announcement will be called anytime. Malakul Maut will come. Now recently we heard, went to visit one person, and he was telling me about his colleague, 38 years old. So generally him and his colleague were always together. So I went into the shop, I see he's not there. So he says 2 weeks ago he passed away. I say, what happened? He says for a few days he was feeling ill, some stomach pains. He said he's not coming to work. 1 or 2 days went by, no sign of him. Friend knocked on the door, he had a spare key. He finds him dead in his bed. He passed away. 38 years old, no other illnesses, no other sicknesses, just suddenly like that and he's gone. He says we worked together for 7 years and now he's gone, just overnight. So it can come at any time. But for us to familiarize ourselves, to try and understand, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have for us? Time is limited, but we'll just read very quickly, we'll just skip a few sections with regard to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for a person who is pious, a good person who leaves this world. What happens when he leaves this world? So it is mentioned here that when a pious person leaves this world, Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Malakul Maut that go to my certain friend and bring his soul. I have tested him in happiness and sorrow, and he has passed successfully as I desired. Whatever test I gave to him and sent his way, he passed the test. Bring him now so that he may be relieved from the difficulties of this world. And now listen to what happens. Malakul Maut comes to him with 500 angels. This is his istiqbal jamaat, his welcoming jamaat. All of them come with the shrouds of Jannah. In their hands they hold a bouquet of sweet basil, the flower of Rayhan, which is made up of 20 different colors. In each color there is a different fragrance. Amongst the things that they bring with them is a white silken cloth from which the fragrance of musk emits. Malakul Maut sits at his head side while the rest of the angels gather around him. They place their hands on all the parts of his body. The silken cloth is then placed under his chin, and a door of Jannat is opened in front of his eyes. He is entertained and diverted by the many new fascinating things of Jannah. Like the household folk will divert a crying child's attention towards different things. Child goes to the doctor, and the doctor wants to give an injection or give medication. So he'll tell the parent that hold some toy in front of him or show him the lollipop. And while the child is distracted, he gives the injection. He doesn't even realize. So like this, these angels now will divert his attention. They'll open up to him the veils of Jannat, that now see what you're going ahead to. And in this manner, while his attention is taken away, then his ruh is taken out. At times the damsels of Jannat are brought forward. At times the fruit of Jannah. At times the excellent clothing. In short, different bounties of Jannat are brought forward. The damsels of Jannah jump with joy. Viewing this scene, his soul in the body palpitates and throbs like an animal would flutter to come out of a cage. He wants to leave now. Malakul Maut then tells him, O blessed soul, come towards thornless low trees, layers of bananas, spacious and white shade, and flowing waters. This entire description which comes in Suratul Waqi'ah, where Allah speaks about these bounties. So the angel of death tells him this. Malakul Maut speaks to him in such a soft tone as a mother would speak to her child, because he knows that this soul is a favorite of Allah. He made his decisions in this world. Whenever he was at a crossroad, pleasure of Allah, displeasure of Allah, he made the correct decision. He chose, like how we see a person successful, we say, he made the right investments. Everybody else squandered their money, but he put it in the right. He made the right decisions, now he's enjoying it. Now see the car he's driving, the house he's enjoying, the holidays he's going on, because he chose correctly. So this person also, he was a favorite of Allah. When Allah gave him a choice, do the right thing, do the wrong thing, then he put a foot on the nafs. It was difficult, he went through the pain of the heart at that time, but he made the right decision. So Malakul Maut speaks to him in this manner. He approaches the soul very kindly, so that Allah Ta'ala may become pleased with him. The soul then comes out of the body as easily as hair is taken out of dough. When the soul is extracted, all the angels greet it and extend to him the glad tidings of entry into Jannah. The Quran Sharif has mentioned, those whom the angels take away in the state of purity. If he is amongst the favorite servants, then it is mentioned with regard to him in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Then, if he is amongst the near ones, there shall be rest, satisfaction, and a garden of delight for him. So all of these bounties are given. When the soul leaves, now it's the time for separation. The soul is leaving the body, it addresses the body. May Allah Ta'ala grant you the best of rewards. You were quick in obeying Allah. You avoided the disobedience of Allah. May this day be a blessed day for you. You have saved both yourself and myself from punishment. The body then addresses the soul in the same manner at the time of separation. So this separation, Aisha radiallahu anha mentions that I was always under the impression that an outwardly easy death was a sign of a good death. The person went away, as they say, peacefully. Outwardly, there wasn't much difficulty and pain. I always thought this was the sign of a good person. She says, until I witnessed the sakarat that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam underwent. And the throes of death, the agony that he underwent at the time of death, I realized that the pain at the time of death was not necessarily a sign that this is an evil person. And then she goes on to explain that the ruh has its journey. It started in alamul arwah. Before the body came into being, the soul was there, created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then finally, Allah put the soul into the body in the womb of the mother, and then the child was born. So the soul accompanies the body just for a temporary period of time, 70, 80 years, and then the soul will continue its onward journey. But the body was the vessel. And accordingly, if that vessel went towards good, it will save the soul in its onward journey. Now when the soul goes ahead, it will enjoy the bounties of Jannat, the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the body took the soul to the wrong place, the feet went in the wrong direction, the hands went in the wrong direction, the eyes looked at the incorrect things, now when the soul leaves, the soul is going to catch hiding moving ahead. So when a pious person's soul leaves the body, again this is not a rule of thumb that applies all the time, but in the case of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when the soul of a pious person now leaves the body, this is a moment of pain because the soul doesn't want to leave. This body was such a good companion to me. It took me to avenues of good. It allowed me to make my Jannat and my Akhirat. So now this separation also is painful, is difficult. Person has a best friend and the best friend is leaving overseas. It's a painful separation. He holds on to him. Tears are streaming down his cheeks. Why? We enjoyed many good moments together. The weekends we would go and we would go to each other's homes and we would share a meal together. So the separation is painful. But a person who didn't get along with someone, then there's no pain. He's happy to, he says, good riddance to you. So sometimes we find disbeliever, and they say she went in her sleep. She went in her sleep, she didn't even make any sound. So it doesn't mean that Allah was pleased with her. But it's quite possible that the soul couldn't wait to leave. That you have now caused punishment for me for eternity. So this was regarding the demise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But again, as we mentioned, this is not a rule of thumb. We see some pious person who passes away without any pain. It doesn't mean now that he was an evil person. But this is sometimes now. Sometimes we find a good person goes through difficulty, suffering, is in hospital, and is crying out in pain. It could possibly be that the soul doesn't want to leave because of the ta'alluq and the relationship that they shared. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, give us understanding. This is just a small glimpse. It continues, inshallah will continue on the next odd night, the 25th night inshallah, with this kitab. But as we mentioned, the purpose is to bring our attention back, that our life in this world is temporary. We will have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, one of the signs of iman penetrating the heart, if I want to gauge my iman, one of the signs of iman penetrating the heart is al-isti'adadu lil-maut qabla nuzuli. A person begins preparing for death before death comes. So how much am I preparing? They say, we can gauge from our dua also. 99% of my dua is for my dunya, for my rozi, for my sustenance, for my home, my car, my business. How much of dua do we make for the akhirat, for the onward journey, which is the eternal life? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Inshallah we make zikr and dua. When it comes to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ulama explain, we say, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. This is, our Shaykh Damod Barakatuh, who says, that this is like a powerful vacuum that is vacuuming the heart. When a person says, La ilaha, it is as though he is taking the vacuum and placing it on the heart. As it says, if a person takes a powerful vacuum and puts it onto a rug, onto a carpet, 100 times a day or 10 times a day, that rug will be super clean. There'll be no trace of dirt or germs left on it. So likewise, we're taking this vacuum of La ilaha illallah and placing it onto the heart. The heart that has become soiled, has become rusty, has become dirty, and all my evil inclinations and desires that I can't control. I can't control my gaze. I can't control my thoughts. In salah also, where my mind is taking me, where my heart is taking me. All of this now, La ilaha. Oh Allah, this vacuum is coming on the heart and removing all of this. And then a person says, Illallah, I'm only putting Allah into my heart. The love of Allah, the recognition of Allah, the obedience of Allah. Oh Allah, come into my heart, come into my life, come into my limbs. Make my life pleasing to you. Make me pleasing to you. So a person says, La ilaha illallah. Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Saab rahmatullahi alayhi would explain the hadith, Laysa laha hijabun dun Allah. That the kalima La ilaha illallah, between this and Allah, there are no barriers, no veils. It goes directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with great reverence, with love, with attention, we say La ilaha illallah, and then we take the name Allah. The name Allah, Hazrat explains, is so powerful that a person recites it and he becomes from Jahannami into Jannati. Person had no iman, he took the name of Allah, he recited kalima, suddenly his future is a future of Jannat. How powerful the name Allah is. That this has the ability to move mountains. So all these mountains in my heart, as we mentioned, the mountains of sin, the mountains of desire, of inclinations, the whisperings of shaitan, Ya Allah, your name is coming and crushing all of this. It's wiping it out completely. Hazrat Mu'anim Sahib Damod Barakatuh, who always explains, we say Allah, then we should picture that everything around us is saying Allah. The carpets are saying Allah, the walls are saying Allah, the fans are saying Allah, the clock is saying Allah, the desk is saying Allah, the angels are saying Allah, the jinnat are saying Allah, the clouds are saying Allah. Like this we take the name Allah. And just one incident for us to understand. We should take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it says, with love. With one attribute, the attribute of love. As it explains the difference between saying a name with love and without love. So he gives the example of that boy whose sister's name was Fatima. His sister's name was Fatima, and he would call her all types of names, Fati, Fati. He would tease her. He would just take the name like that. And then comes the day when that same boy gets proposed to a girl whose name is Fatima. Now the name has a different taste to it, different meaning to it altogether. Now he pronounces it properly. As it says, he'll go to the Qari Sahib also. How do I say Fatima with a ta also? He wants to say it correctly. And he says, this is like honey in my mouth. Why? Because this is his beloved behind it. Allah already has said, I am your beloved, you become my beloved now. So we take the name Allah with love. Now I know who Allah is. Allah loves me. I want that love for Allah. With love we take the name of Allah, and then we see the effect it will have on us, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 Allah, 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 Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا رحيم يا كريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان Oh my most beloved Allah, most loving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most overlooking Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, you gave us tawfiq of taking your name, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah, our mouths and tongues are not fit to take your park in pure name, oh my Kareem Allah. Oh my Allah, every limb of ours you gave to us, oh my Allah, we used against you in your disobedience, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us our tongues to take your Mubarak name, oh my Allah, to recite Quran Sharif, to make durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, we used our tongues to speak lies, oh my Allah, to cheat, to deceive, to hurt people, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah, you gave us our eyes to look at our parents, oh my Allah, to look at our halal spouses, oh my Allah, to look at Baytullah, to look at the roda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, we used our eyes to look at haram, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we looked at everything that brought your displeasure and your anger, oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, everything we have is from you, oh my Allah. Our hands are from you, our feet are from you, our entire existence is from you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we're only breathing because of your tawfiq and your karam and fazal upon us, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us tawfiq of coming into your house, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we would never have come on our own, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you brought our tired bodies, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you dragged us and you brought us here, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you dearly want to give us something, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we know you want to give us, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we are presenting our hearts before you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we took your pure and clean name, O my Allah. Ya Allah, through the barakat of your name, cleanse and purify our hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us pure and clean hearts, O my Allah, Ya Allah, that will beat in your remembrance, in your love, in your ma'rifat, in your muhabbat, O my Allah. O my Kareem Allah, what your friends must be feeling, O my Allah, the ecstasy and enjoyment when they take your name, O my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with that also, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us the reality of enjoyment in deen, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have tasted sweetness in everything else, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have found sweetness in the cars of this world, Ya Allah, in the homes of this world. Ya Allah, in the technology and the gadgets of this world, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we thought we found sweetness in social media, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, it was nothing but a deception, O my Allah. Ya Allah, now grant us true sweetness and enjoyment of deen, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make our lives pleasing to you, O my Allah. You become happy, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you become happy, O my Allah. Ya Allah, if you are happy, Ya Allah, we do not care about what the world has to say, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you become pleased with us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Like the young bride on her first night, and all her friends are telling her how beautiful you are looking, what a smart dress you have, how good your makeup is done, and what a good hairdo you have. And she begins to cry, and she says that all I want is the approval of my husband. Oh my Allah, all we want is your approval, O my Allah. Ya Allah, if you are happy, Ya Allah, you give us the green light, O my Kareem Rahim Allah.
Ya Allah, accept us, O May Allah. Accept our lives for your deen, O May Allah. The lives of our families, our children, our relatives, our progenies till the day of Qiyamah. O May Kareem Rahim Allah, give us strong iman, O May Allah. Ya Allah, give us such iman that will become a barrier. Ya Allah, that will stop us from all your disobedience and sin, O May Allah. Ya Allah, give us that strength and willpower and resolve, O May Allah. Ya Allah, when temptation comes in front of us, Ya Allah, give us the courage of lions, O May Allah, that we can turn our back upon it, O May Allah, and please you, O May Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, O May Allah, pull us into your court, O May Allah. Ya Allah, extend your hand of friendship to us, O May Kareem Rahim Allah. O May Allah, if you will not take us in, O May Allah, Ya Allah, shaitan is waiting to take us, O May Allah. Nafs is waiting to take us, O May Allah. The substances are waiting to grab us, O May Allah. The haram websites are waiting for us, O May Allah. Ya Allah, the friends are waiting for us. O May Kareem Rahim Allah, everything else is waiting to pull us away from you, O May Allah. O May Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, through your quality and your power of jazb and pull, Ya Allah, pull us by our forelocks, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, khudh bina wasina, pull us by our forelocks into your obedience, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, into your razamandi and happiness, O my Allah. O my Kareem Allah, Ya Allah, we are tired of leading a double life, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are tired of leading a fake life, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are tired of it now, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make decision for us tonight, O my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us leave without forgiving us, O my Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا Oh my Allah, you alone know the extent of our gunas and sins, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we have such skeletons in our closet, O May Allah. Ya Allah, we are afraid to even speak of them, O May Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot expose them to anyone, O May Allah. Ya Allah, if our own spouses knew of it, they would run away from us, O May Allah. Our own children would spit on our faces, O May Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, still, Ya Allah, you made Sattari, O May Allah. You gave us honor, O May Allah. You gave us Izzat, O May Allah. Ya Allah, you made people smile at us, O May Allah. Ya Allah, O May Kareem Rahim Allah. How you concealed, O May Allah. O May Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we're presenting those deep and dark gunas to you tonight, O May Allah. Ya Allah, those skeletons from deep in the back of our closets, O May Allah. Ya Allah, we are taking them out and presenting them before you. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, wipe them out completely, O May Allah. Ya Allah, bring about a revolution in our hearts, O May Allah. Ya Allah, when it comes to your ibadat, we have absolutely no strength, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we become lazy to the core, O my Allah. Ya Allah, unshackle us from the chains of laziness, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us divine tawfiq and ability to obey you and please you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the strength of iman, Ya Allah, that when the azan is called, we come running to the masjid, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the strength of iman, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, when there's temptation in front of us, we turn away, O my Allah. O my beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan have gotten hold of us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are drowning, O my Allah, in our gunas and sins, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have no life jacket, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have no direction, nobody, nowhere to turn, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the only rope we have is your rope, O my Allah. The only support we have is you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the only hope we have is in you, O my Allah. O my Allah, tere siwa koi hamara nahi, tere siwa koi sahara nahi. Ya Allah, besides you, we have no support in this world, O my Allah. Ya Allah, our parents cannot help us, our spouses cannot help us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when our employers cannot do for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only you and you and you, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my beloved Allah, tonight, Ya Allah, we have raised our hands before you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the owner of the skies and the earth, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the mountains are in your control, O my Allah. The angels are in your control, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the entire dunya is your creation, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us tawfiq to lift our hands before you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you didn't cause us to bow our head before some idol, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't make enough shukr to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't thank you enough for the gift of iman, O my Allah. Ya Allah, don't take away our iman, O my Allah. Protect and preserve our iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the correct aqaid and beliefs, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the different isms and fitan that are out there, O my Allah, that are there to strip the iman from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, protect our iman, O my Allah, protect our taqwa, protect our aqaid, protect our a'mal, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, accept our fasting in the month of Ramadan, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let it not be like that person who Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, kam min sa'imin, how many a fasting person gets nothing out of his fast except hunger. O my Allah, how many a How many a person stands for Taraweeh Salah and he achieves nothing besides tiredness? Ya Allah, don't make us fall pattern of those ahadith, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the full reward, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Accept our broken and weak efforts, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, we have heard on the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you are Al-Kareem, you are Rabbi Kareem, you are Rabbi Ghafoor, you are Rabbi Rahim. O my Allah, we have heard that Ya Allah, you accept the broken efforts of your slaves, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the weak part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have nothing to offer to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't even have tears to offer to you, O my Allah. Our hearts have become dead, O my Allah. Our hearts have become harder than stone, O my Allah. Dunya has taken over us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we never made akhirat our fikr, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we pass our days and nights as though we will not have to stand before you and answer to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a realization now, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make us baligh in deen, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are like that small child who doesn't understand, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us understanding, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us understanding, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make our lives pleasing to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make every step of ours pleasing to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make us mafatih lil khair. Make us keys of goodness, O my Allah. Make us locks to all evil, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, spread your rahmat and your barakah through the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my beloved Allah, all those who have been kind to us, you be kind to them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, especially our parents. Ya Allah, those of us whose parents have left this world. O my Allah, falli quburu al-noor, O my Allah. Ya Allah, take pity upon them, O my Allah. Remove adab al-qabr from them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, through the barakah of this dua and zikrullah. Ya Allah, you raise their stages, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Become pleased with them, O my Allah. Shroud them with the shrouds of Jannat, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Open the graves as far as their eyes can see, O my Allah. Ya Allah, those of us whose parents are still alive, O my Allah, keep them with afiyat, with good health, with sihat, with salamat. Ya Allah, make us a coolness to their eyes, O my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us disobedient children, O my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us earn the curses of our parents, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, let us earn the du'as of our parents, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, all those who have left this world, our relatives, our family members, our friends, O my Allah, fill their qubur with noor, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, throughout the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, everybody has different needs and desires, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you know the desires of the heart, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you fulfill the jaiz hajat of each and every person, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my beloved Allah, we do not have the words to praise you, O my Allah. We do not have the words to thank you, O my Allah. We do not have the words to ask from you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know how to ask, O my Allah. We don't even know what to ask, O my Allah. But Ya Allah, you know the whispers of the heart, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you know best what each and every one of us is in need of, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give it to us with afiyat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of sustenance upon us, Ya Allah. Halal and tayyib sustenance, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of good health upon us, O my Allah. Of opportunity, of progress, of success in our dunya, in our deen, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, O my Allah, on the day when, Ya Allah, when Malakul Maut will come and knock at our door, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let it be in a condition that you are pleased and happy with us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of making tawbah before that, O my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let Malakul Maut catch us in the wrong place, O my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let Malakul Maut catch us on the wrong website, O my Allah. Don't let Malakul Maut catch us breaking your command, O my Allah. Ya Allah, what will we do, O my Allah? Ya Allah, there will be no time to press delete, O my Allah. There will not be no place to hide, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't escape that decision, O my Allah. Ya Allah, take pity upon us, O my Allah. Make the day of our maut the best day of our life, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make the subsequent stages easy for us, O my Allah. Take our souls out with ease and with comfort, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Shroud us with the shrouds of Jannat. O my Allah, wash us with the water of Jannat. Ya Allah, give us wide and spacious qubur as far as our eyes can see, O my Allah. Let the winds of Jannat blow upon us in our graves, O my Allah. Make the reckoning in our graves easy for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make hisab kitab on the day of Qiyamat easy for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, in dunya you kept us concealed. You did not disgrace us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, don't disgrace us on the day of Qiyamat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, our parents will be there. Our grandparents will be there. Our children will be watching. Our wives will be looking on. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, where will we hide on that day, O my Allah? Ya Allah, we will... O my Allah, Ya Allah, before that day, forgive us, O my Allah. Before that day, forgive us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, continue to make our sattari, O my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us all with Jannatul Firdaus, O my Allah. Give us the highest of stages in Jannat, in the Akhirat, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Allah, give us tawfiq to prepare for maut before its arrival, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq that our dunya becomes secondary to us, O my Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. O Allah, Ya Allah, if you make it easy for us, nobody can stop us, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Blow the winds of hidayat through the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever there is kufr and shirk, you bring iman, O my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever there is bihayai, you create hayai and modesty, O my Allah. Ya Allah, where there is no deen, you bring alive deen in those areas, O my Allah. Ya Allah, use us for the khidmat of deen and our families and progeny till the day of qiyamah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.
Brothers are humbly requested before we leave to at least try and perform two rakats of salah with the intention of tahajjud. We can engage in just 1 or 2 minutes of our own dua. Otherwise we will leave, the talking will start, and then before we know it, the entire night will pass. So before we leave, just take out 5 minutes inshallah, and this will count as our tahajjud salah for the night. Allah give us tawfiq.